You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. I am thrilled to be joined with one of the distinguished leaders among Southern Baptists, who is an author and who serves as president and chief executive officer of Guidestone Financial Resources. I'm talking about Dr. O.S. Hawkins. Dr. Hawkins, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Hey, thank you, Brian. It's good to be with you. And we love Oklahoma. In fact, Susie and my wife and I spent some of the greatest years of our lives there, getting started in ministry, being pastored out at Hobart and at Ada. And our two daughters were born in Oklahoma, and they'll always be a huge part of our heart that is right there in that great state.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, we feel like family as well. Now, we're really excited. You have a new book coming out that I wanted all of our listeners to know about, and it's called The James Code, 52 Scripture Principles for Putting Your Faith into Action. Now, Dr. Hawkins, you're an author of some best-selling devotional books already, The Joshua Code, The Jesus Code. What made you want to write this book, The James Code, at this time?
Well, these are all really, Brian, synergistic in nature. You know, as Romans 8:28 says, things work together. And these three devotional volumes work together. The Joshua Code was the first one. 52 scripture verses every believer should know. You know, I believe there are 52 verses in the Bible that every believer ought to know. And scripture memory is such a lost part of our Christian experience. That devotional was designed to memorize one of those verses a week. It's got devotional studies for it and all. And it has to do with our upward relationship with God, not so much getting into the Word of God, but getting the Word into us. And then secondly, in these devotional lines is the Jesus Code. I was shocked one day when devotionally reading the Gospels, as I had so many times, that I was astounded by the numbers of times Jesus asked questions. And when you think about it, he's omniscient. He had all the answers, and yet he was always probing, always asking questions. 150 questions are recorded there in the gospel. So the Jesus Code is sort of it's okay to ask questions. And so the Jesus Code is 52 scripture questions every believer should answer. So I believe there are 52 questions in the Bible, like if a man dies, shall he live again, that every believer ought to be able to answer before they go to heaven. So it also is a devotional book, and it has to do with our inward experience. You know, the Bible says to give an account of ourselves. And now the James Code that's just being released is 52 scripture principles for putting our faith into action. This has to do with our outward expression of our relationships. And you know, if we're walking in the Spirit, we shouldn't be wearing out the seat of our pants. We ought to be wearing out the soles of our shoes. So James, as most people know, is the most practical book in the New Testament. He's not the profound theologian, for example, that Paul is in his Roman epistle and things. James is more like a mechanic. He gets a wrench in his hand, he gets greasy, and he gets down there, and he talks about how we can practically put our faith into action.
Amen. I love how your books are user-friendly. They are something you can immediately incorporate into daily life. And in an age like ours, so technology-driven, to slow down and really let the Word of God have its work in us. Now, in James, and you already alluded to this putting faith into action, how do you think, as believers, we can incorporate this into our everyday life?
Well, I think Nike, the athletic company, the sports shoe company, I think they must have stolen James' slogan, because their slogan is just do it. And that's really basically what James is saying to us. He's saying, look, just do it. Get out there and do the faith. So the book of James is not so much about faith and works, or it's not so much about faith or works, as most people are arguing. It's about a faith that works. And so that's what we're trying to get people to see, that actually James and Paul are not contradicting one another. Paul has this emphasis on grace. James has this perceived emphasis on works. But they're really not contradicting each other. They're complementing each other. They're really saying the same thing. And in Paul's greatest discourse on grace, he says in Ephesians 2, verse 10, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. He said, if you've really got faith, it'll be unto good works. And James, who emphasizes works all the time, yet he's saying the same thing Paul says. He says in James 1:18 that out of God's own will he brought us forth. I mean, he's giving credit where credit is due. We're saved because the grace of God. And so, you know, they're writing to different people. Paul primarily were writing to those Judaizers who were saying, yeah, you got to have faith, but you got to add something. And so they were adding circumcision and other parts of the moral law or ceremonial law. And so his emphasis is on grace alone through faith. James is writing to some other folks who went to the other extreme into that easy believism and said, look, you put your faith in Christ and do what you want to do, live like you want to do. And he said, no, he said, it's the fruit of your faith that's important, that if you really have faith, it'll produce good works, because without it, it's dead. So really, Brian, the book of James is about a faith that works in our lives.
Great point. You know, in your role leading Guidestone, with your pastoral experience and just being a leader within the Southern Baptist Convention, you really have to have a beat on what's going on in the culture in society today. What are some things we can take out of the book of James that would be applicable to our modern day culture, and how does your book address some of that?
Well, you know, Brian, everything he's talking about is where we're living today. I mean, here at Guidestone, we're, as many people know, we're in a lawsuit right now with Obamacare. It's going to the Supreme Court. So we're living in a time of when religious liberty is under assault and civil disobedience is a topic of the day, persecution in many different ways. These are the very people to whom James was writing. In fact, he says in the very first of his book that he's writing to those who were scattered. The great persecution had come to Jerusalem. Talk about civil disobedience in Acts 4 and 5. They were commanded to not preach in the name of Christ. And, of course, Peter and the apostles said, we can't help but preach the things we've seen and heard. So they stood up to those civil laws that contradicted God's laws. And so James is writing to people that were stressed. They were without their jobs. They had to leave their homes. Their kids were frustrated, and they were scattered in the dispersion all over the known world. And that's the kind of folks he was writing to. In fact, the first 12 verses of his book, that's what he deals with, is stress. He says we should count it joy, actually, when we come into these various trials of life. And, you know, most of us count it joy when we miss them. But anyway, it's a book that's so applicable and relevant to everywhere we're living today.
I totally agree. We're talking about the new book, The James Code, 52 Scripture Principles for Putting Your Faith into Action. And I know, Dr. Hawkins, people can go on the internet and look at this book and other books and order them and get them. But you did something unique as an author. Talk about these royalties and proceeds from the code books.
Well, I'd be glad to. You know, here at Guidestone, we have a ministry called Mission Dignity. We're on a mission, Brian, to bring dignity to some forgotten folks, and that is retired pastors, and 60% of them now, they're widows. In most cases, they're widows. The average age in our program is 85, living down there at the poverty level. These precious folks spent their whole life serving Christ and small, out-of-the-way places, many of them in smaller churches that they never really made enough to save. They didn't have any retirement, basically. They lived in a church-owned home. They had to get out of it when they retired. And now they're out there, and they're on up in their declining years. And we have a program that comes alongside them every month to help them. In fact, 10 years ago, we were able to give them $50 extra a month. And today, through Mission Dignity, we're able to provide the neediest of them $630 a month, which is huge for them. In fact, one little lady wrote recently and said, I get to eat at night now, and it's not just a piece of toast. So all the royalties to all my books, the Joshua Code, the Jesus Code, and now the James Code, every penny of them go to support these precious people in Mission Dignity. And I'm happy to tell you, Brian, I can talk about it since I don't take any of the royalties, but the Jesus Code and the Joshua Code now have over 500,000 copies in print in the last 2 years, and there are 100,000 of the James Code in this first printing. So we really have great great aspirations for it, and think the Lord's really going to use it. And every time one of your people purchase it for themselves or to give it as a gift, that they're supporting one of these precious pastors or their widows out there. And if I might just add, if they want to know more about that, they can just go to oshawkins.com, oshawkins.com. There, incidentally, there are hundreds of free leadership ministry resources, staff meetings, sermons, videos, and free book downloads on there. But there are also information about how to get the James Code, the Joshua Code, the Jesus Code at oshawkins.com.
Great. I'd encourage everyone to check it out. And that's just such an important ministry, mission, dignity. If I could end with just one question, Dr. Hawkins, you, of course, serve in a leadership capacity with your role with Guidestone and all the financial responsibilities there. You have a pastor's heart. You're a family man. You're an author. When you look across the culture today and see the economy and some of the uncertainty, give us a word of hope you see as a believer, and maybe even drawing from the scriptures, of to that person out there that might feel unsettled about their 403B or their 401K or their retirement or their financials.
Oh, I've got lots of words of hope. You know, as far as all of that goes, that so much of life is cyclical, Brian, especially as it comes to economics, and especially as it comes to retirement planning. I've been 18 years in this seat at Guidestone, and we've been through three or four periods of quasi-recession, or when the markets went down and people panicked. But every single time, the history of all the markets, they've got a history of coming back. So patience is the key word, and trust. In fact, that's what James says over here in chapter 5. When he's talking about all these world scenes that are all everything happening around the world, he says, be patient until the Lord's coming. And so my words are just do the right thing. As James said, just do it. Do what's right. It's never wrong to do right. Be patient. Trust in the Lord. And you know what, Brian, just to close with this thought, 90% of the stuff I've worried about over my life never even happened. So there's a little phrase on every page of the Bible that says, and it came to pass, and it came to pass. And, you know, these things have a way of coming to pass.
Amen. Good word. We've been talking to Dr. O.S. Hawkins, who's president and chief executive officer of Guidestone, who's an author. Check it out, oshawkins.com. The book is The Joshua Code, 52 scripture verses every believer should know. And look at the other books in the series and that Dr. Hawkins has written. And we want to thank him for writing this, for coming on Messenger Insight to tell us more.
Enjoyed it. And God bless all you good folks up there in that great state of Oklahoma.
Thank you. Thank you again, Dr. Hawkins.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.